isto nije. Za one koji su danas s nama po prvi put pa nemaju informaciju, danas ćemo imati i prijevod na engleski zbog naših gostiju koji su ovdje. A budući da je već dosta sati i da uz prijevod sve to skupo se podupla, ja ću probati malo to skratiti, a cjeloviti tekst znate gdje možete naći na netu. Eventualno može Karlo staviti adresu za one koji su danas s nama prvi put. Dakle, za vas koji ne znate, mi proučavamo Efežanima poslanicu.
We are studying Ephesians.
Pa svi vi koji ste danas s nama prvi puta upadate kao u seriju televizijsku na pola.
And all of you who listen to this sermon out of series of sermon, it's like you're watching an episode in the middle of a whole serial.
Pa zato molim za ili strpljenja ili pokušaj da razumete što možete, a ostalo pročitajte kako rekoh na netu.
So please, you can bear with me and be patient, and perhaps the rest of it you can read in Croatian online.
Evanđelje Isusa Krista je ušlo u naš svijet iz jedne sasvim židovske kulture.
The gospel of Jesus Christ came into our world from a totally Jewish culture.
Isus je židov, kultura je židovska, religija je židovska.
Jesus was a Jew, the culture was Jewish, and he came from Jewish nation.
Prvo pitanje koje se pred tu crkvu koja je tada nastala na blagdan Duha Svetoga postavilo bilo je.
So the first question the church was asked when it was the Holy Spirit let's say day was,
što učiniti s poganima?
What should we do with Gentiles?
Kristološke rasprave su kasnije stoljeća.
Christocentric disputes came in the centuries afterwards.
Ali prvo prijeporno pitanje i prva odluka prvoga crkvenoga sabora bila je,
but the first crucial decision of the first Christian assembly,
što s poganima?
Was, or the question was, what should we do with Gentiles?
Kako se ti pogani, kako si ti ovdje pročitala, outsideri, uklapaju u ovu priču koju smo mi, evo već 1000 godina pričamo?
How do Gentiles fit as outsiders into this story that we have been talking about for centuries?
I Pavo na to pitanje, što s poganima, odgovara ovako.
And Paul answers the question, what should we do with Gentiles, as following.
U prvom poglavlju, treći redak kaže, on nas blagoslovi.
In the first chapter, third verse, he says, he blessed us.
U 13. redku kaže, u njemu ste i vi blagoslovljeni.
In line 13, it says, you are also blessed in him.
U drugom poglavlju, prvom redku kaže, i vas koji bijaste mrtvi.
Second chapter first, once you were dead, and so you who were dead once.
A peti redak kaže, i nas koji smo bili mrtvi.
And in line 5 he says, but us also who were dead.
Ti koji su bili blizu, židovi.
So Jews were closer.
I oni koji su bili daleko, to je pogani.
And those who were further away, that is Gentiles.
Svi su mrtvi.
Everybody was dead.
Jesmo svi otišli od Boga.
Because all have strayed and
oni
gone away
zakonom,
from God.
Oni sa zakonom, mi bez zakona.
They had the law, they didn't obey it, we didn't have the law.
Ali nas je Bog u Kristu oživio i time smo postali, kako kažem, novi čovjek.
But God has recreated us in Christ and we have been given life, so we are new beings in Christ now.
Čitali smo da je Krist uništio pregradu razdvojnicu.
We have read that Christ has broke down the wall of hostility.
Uništio.
He broke it down.
Ubio u svom tijelu.
He put it to death in his own body.
Što je ta pregrada razbojnica?
So what was that wall of hostility?
Što je to Krist uništio?
What is it that Christ has destroyed?
Na križu.
On the cross.
Čitali smo u 15. retku.
We've read in line 15.
Da je to zakon.
That it was the law.
Židovi su rekli.
Jews said.
Mi smo Božji narod i po tome se razlikujemo od svih ostalih naroda što imamo zakon Božji.
We are God's chosen people and we differ from all other nations because we have the law.
A vi ste pogani.
And you are Gentiles.
Vi Boga ne poznajete.
You do not know God.
I mi smo povlašteni.
We are privileged.
Hoćete li vi biti povlašteni? Prihvatite taj zakon.
If you want to be privileged, accept the law.
A Pavo kaže, baš taj zakon je Krist na križu i sad on govori, različiti prijevodi, različito kažu.
And Paul said that the same law, that's what God or Christ.
Recimo da spomenem samo tri naša prijevoda.
Has.
Rupčić kaže da je on uništio zakon na križu.
There is one Croatian translation of the Bible by Rupčić. It says he destroyed
Rubenov prijevod kaže obesnažio, a Duda Fučak kaže obeskrijepio. Okay. Dakle, stavio ga je van snage.
Ruben says that it was obesnažio. He took all the strength out of it. And the last one is he disarmed it.
Da. Dakle, pazite, Krist na križu umire i razlog, ono po čemu se neprijateljstvo stvaralo između tih drugih, uništio je.
So Christ died on the cross and by that he destroyed the division between or the hostility, wall of hostility. Separation.
Kako kaže ovaj prijevod 15. redak, kaže da je Krist učinio što sa zakonom?
He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations.
Ovdje samo kaže ending the system
Tako
of law.
Je, no.
Okay. Dakle, završio je taj sustav zakona. Po križu smo, kaže Pavao.
Paul says that
da smo po križu pomireni s Bogom.
Through the cross we've been made peace with God.
I kao što smo to vidjeli prošle nedjelje, to je ne rezultat naših zasluga.
So as we read last Sunday, it's not the result of our good work, merits,
naših dobrih djela, nego Kristove žrtve i Božje milosti.
But Christ's sacrifice and God's mercy.
Jer nitko na ovome svijetu ne može ispuniti zakon na način da po tom zakonu bude spašen.
Because there is not one person on this planet that can earn to be saved
sad,
by doing good
merits. I sad jedna vrlo interesantna opaska koja je ključna, ali koja je jako značajna i za naš život.
And there is one key thing in here which is very crucial for our own lives.
On kaže da je tu pregradu razdvojnicu razorio u svom tijelu, u sebi.
He said that he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us and put to death in his body.
Imate li neprijatelje?
Do you have enemies?
Kako rješavate problem sa svojim neprijateljima?
How do you deal problems with your enemies?
Kako ljudi općenito društva rješavaju problem s neprijateljima?
How do we people or societies usually deal with our enemies?
Eliminiramo ih.
We eliminate them.
Ako dođe do rata, onda jedino što ti je na pameti kako ubiti protivničkog vojnika.
If we come to war, the only thing we want to know is how to kill the enemy.
Ako nema javno objavljenog rata, postoji privatni rat u kojima eliminiramo neprijatelja.
Perhaps we are not a part of some war, bigger war in society, but maybe in private lives we eliminate the
Isus išao putem da ukine ne neprijatelja, nego neprijateljstvo.
Jesus did not eliminate the enemy, but the enmity.
Židovi su svakako bili vrlo oholi imajući taj zakon.
Jews were very proud or boasted in their law.
Mi smo povlašteni, mi smo Božji narod.
We are privileged, we are God's chosen people.
Ali onda ima taj element sebičnosti. Mi smo ti koji ćemo se spasiti. Nitko drugi neće biti spašen.
But then there is this egoistic thing. We are being saved. Nobody else will.
I sad zamislite si toga raspetoga na križu.
And imagine then the crucified one.
Koji ne kaže ja sam bolji od vas.
Who didn't say I am better than you.
I samo će mene Bog spasiti.
And God will save only me.
Neko kaže zakon koji je do sada bio razlog neprijateljstva između jednih i drugih.
But the law which stood in between those two groups, which was a wall of hostility.
On biva sada uništen.
This law will be destroyed.
A Isus na mjesto svoje volje, svojeg egoističnih ciljeva. Dakle, koji je naš egoistični cilj? Da meni bude dobro.
What is our egoistic goal for it to be good for me? So Jesus, in place of his egoistic self wishes for himself.
Jel križ nešto što bi netko poželio samome sebi?
Put it all aside. Is the cross something that anybody would want for him or her?
Tko bi od nas rekao, moj je životni cilj, moja je vizija za moj život da odem na križ?
Who would say the vision for my life is to come to the cross, be crucified.
Nešto ne štima tu u glavama.
We would say, oh, something is wrong with you.
Ne, mi imamo svoje ciljeve u kojima smo mi pobjednici, uspješni, bogati, zdravi. To su ciljevi no. koje mi postavljamo pred sebe, zar ne?
Our goals are to become successful, acknowledged, or something like that, accomplished.
Isus sve te moguće ciljeve stavlja po strani i kaže vršiti mi je očevu volju.
Jesus puts all of those goals aside and says my goal is to execute the will of my father.
To znači zapravo maknuti u potpunosti egoistični ego iz svoga života.
That means to put your own ego totally out of your life.
I zato tu biva uništen razlog neprijateljstva.
And here is how the wall of hostility is being torn down.
I stvorio se novi čovjek.
And then a new man is created.
U ovoj kaljuži svijeta u kojoj mi živimo.
In the mud of the world that we live in.
Kako dobro zvuči ovaj novi čovjek.
How good it sounds when we say a new man.
Prošle smo se nedelje podsjetili kako je čovjek neposlušavši Boga duhovno umro.
Last Sunday we were reminded of how a man spiritually died because he didn't obey God.
I to ne samo Adam, nego svi mi.
Not only Adam, but all of us.
I sad taj novi čovjek, koji je to čovjek?
But who then is this new man?
To je čovjek duha ili duhovni čovjek.
It is a spiritual man.
Koja je bitna odrednica? Po čemu se prepoznaje čovjek duha?
What is the determination? How can we characterize a man of spirit?
Pavao kaže ovdje, po tome se prepoznaje što ima pristup ocu.
Paul says it can be recognized because he or she they have they can approach God.
Ajde vas pitam nešto. Kada netko
Let me ask you something.
Otvori vrata vašega stana, vaše kuće. Po čemu znate da li je neko ukućanin, kako Pavo kaže ovdje, mi smo sada ukućani Božji, je li tako? Ovaj redak 19. Mm-hmm. Sugrađani svetih i ukućani Božji.
So, when somebody knocks on your door and comes in, how do you know...
Nisam rekao knocks.
Oh, sorry. Wrong translation.
To je ključ telepri.
Aha, that's the key. Okay, sorry, I come ahead.
Dakle, kad netko dođe na vrata vaše kuće,
when somebody comes at your door,
kako znate da li je ukućanin ili je stranac?
How do you know if someone was coming home or coming as a guest?
Šta reče imenjače? Ne kuca, je li tako? Stranac kuca, zvoni. Halo, dobar dan, jeste doma?
A guest will ring the bell and knock on the door and try to check if someone's home.
Domaći upada unutra, Bog, ima šta za jest.
And the one who lives there comes in and says, hey, what's to eat?
Pavo kaže, vi možete baš tako ući u kuću očevu.
Paul says, this is the way how you enter God's house.
Nema kucanja.
There is no knocking on the door.
Upadajte i tamo je trpeza spremna.
Just get in and sit down at a table, it's ready.
Tko, Židovi?
Who, Jews?
Yes.
Da. Da.
A pogani?
And Gentiles?
Isto tako.
Same.
Jer ste sada novi čovjek.
Because
Ljudi
you're a new man.
Vi ste sada oni koji traže zajedništvo s tim ocem.
You are the one who seek fellowship with his father.
Prije ste bili mrtvi za Boga.
Before you were dead to God.
A sad ste živi za njega.
And now you are alive.
I sve do čega vam je stalo je vršiti njegovu volju i biti u zajedništvu
and
s njim.
All that you care for is to do his will and be in fellowship with him.
To je novi čovjek.
That's new man.
Nasuprot novom čovjeku stoji čovjek tijela i Pavo će reći, sad neću čitati cijeli taj tekst, ne samo ovdje. U starom čovjeku je bilo bitno što je u tijelu.
For the old man it was important what was in the body or the body itself.
Da pročitam samo jedan redak iz Kološanima, posljednice gdje on to malo šire elaborira.
In Epistle to Colossians he elaborates
poglavlju,
more on that. In...
16 ću pročitati, 16. Drugo poglavlje 16. 17. redak. Neka vas dakle nitko ne sudi po jelu ili po piću ili po blagdanima ili po mlađacima ili subotama. To je tek sjena onoga što dolazi, a zbiljnost je što? Tijelo Kristovo. Mm.
So Colossians 2:16 to 17. So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days or new moon ceremonies or Sabbaths. For these rules are only the shadow of the reality yet to come, and Christ himself is that reality.
Evo jedna mala ilustracija.
A little illustration.
Dok sam studirao u Osijeku teologiju,
while I was studying theology in the city of Osijek,
imali smo jedan predmet koji se zvao Osnove duhovnosti.
We had a course named Basics of Spirituality.
Ja sam sa puno očekivanja čekao da taj nestrpljivo očekivao da taj predmet dođe na dnevni red.
And I was so eager to start to listen to that course.
I onda je profesor na ploči počeo crtati što radi i što ne radi duhovni čovjek.
And then the professor started to draw on the blackboard what a spiritual man does or doesn't do.
Jedna od tvrdnji je bila da duhovni čovjek ne jede špek i bijeli šećer.
One of the claims was that a spiritual man doesn't eat bacon or white sugar.
Moja reakcija nije bila pristojna.
I was really misbehaved.
Ja sam se počeo smijat i okretat očima.
I started to laugh, roll my eyes.
To je naravno profesora zasmetao, rekao da mogu izaći ako mi to ne paše.
Of course, the professor was disturbed and he said, I may freely go out of the classroom if I want.
A ja sam da bio dodatno bezobrazan.
And I was additionally even more rude.
Pa sam rekao da neću izaći, da te gluposti želim čuti do kraja.
And I say, I don't want to go out, I want to hear all these stupid things till the end.
Nakon nekoliko godina sam dobio email od njega.
After a few years later, I got an email from him.
U kojem mi se ispričava.
In which he said, I'm sorry.
Jer sam duhovno shvaćao na taj način.
Because I have understood spirituality in this way.
Špek i bijeli šećer nemaju nikakve veze sa duhovnošću.
Bacon and white sugar have nothing to do with spirituality.
To je samo sjena, to je ništa.
It's just a shadow, it's nothing.
Nemojte trošiti vrijeme na takve rasprave.
Don't use your time on this kind of
discussions. Je Krist i njegovo tijelo, a to je crkva.
Christ is reality, his body, and that's the church.
Nemojte špek ako on škodi, jedite ga zdravije inače.
Of course, don't eat bacon if it's bad for your health, but usually it's healthy.
Stvoriti novog čovjeka, to je tako veliki izazov bio kroz cijelu povijest od kad je Pavo to napisao pa do današnjih dana.
To create a new man, it was an enterprise tried to for many times since Paul wrote till today's day.
I još od prije.
And even before that.
Zašto?
Why?
Mi smo tako nezadovoljni sa sobom samima i sa društvom u kojemu živimo.
We are so dissatisfied with ourselves and the society we live in.
Da ne činimo drugo nego pokušavamo ili popraviti i ispraviti sebe, a posebice interesantno ispravljati društvo.
That all of our efforts consider making ourselves better and changing us and then changing the society for better.
Jako bi nas daleko odvelo detaljno o tome govoriti.
If we would go this line, it will lead us, it's a long.
Ali ono što pamtimo mi way. Koji danas imamo neku godinu i neku generaciju prije nas.
But what we who are a bit younger in age remember.
Sjećamo se da su pokušali iz jedne ideologije stvoriti novog čovjeka.
We remember that out of certain ideology they try to make a new man.
Među nama nema previše starih koji se sjećaju tih vremena kada su se na ovom dijelu svijeta ljudi borili protiv onoga što se zvalo fašizam i nacizam.
Not many among us can remember, but there were people who fought fascism and nazism.
Što su htjeli napraviti?
What did they want to do?
Htjeli su stvoriti novog čovjeka.
They wanted to create a new man.
Kako?
How?
Rekao sam prije, kako mi rješavamo pitanje neprijatelja?
As I said before, how do we deal with the question of the enemy?
Eliminacijom.
Elimination.
Koga?
Who?
Slabe rase.
Of the weak race.
To su radili fašisti i nacisti.
This is what fascists and Nazis did.
I onda su oni, Bogu hvala, završili svoju povijesnu misiju.
And finally they stopped with their mission.
Pojavili su se drugi s novim čovjekom.
And some other ideologies wanted to create a new man.
To se već sjećamo. Neki od nas.
So few of us can perhaps
remember dobro učili u školi o novom čovjeku koji je trebao nastupiti.
Because we were taught in schools what it means to be a new man.
Na svu sreću vi niste toga doživjeli.
Luckily you haven't lived up to see that.
I rečeno je da taj novi čovjek će nastupiti kad se eliminiraju nepodobne klase.
So they said that this new man will reign when certain classes will be eliminated.
Da bi se te klase eliminirale, vi znate kako to ide sa revolucijama.
You know how revolutions pobiti. Work.
Eliminirati.
Kill them all.
Eliminate. I živjeli smo u sustavu koji je širom svijeta donio nebrojne patnje ljudima zato što se htjelo eliminirati ne neprijateljstvo, nego neprijatelja.
We lived in a system that wanted to eliminate not the enmity, but the enemy.
Svi koji žele znati nešto o tome, knjige postoje dokumentarci, čitajte i vidite što je taj sustav htio napraviti sa novim čovjekom.
You can read about it, you can watch documentaries and find out more about how they wanted to create a new man.
Ali idemo mi i dalje. Nemamo samo eliminaciju rasa i nemamo samo eliminaciju klasa. Danas je nova revolucija na djelu i o tome samo jedna rečenica.
There is a new revolution today, we don't eliminate classes or races.
Queer revolucija hoće eliminirati spol i rod i to je to u čemu mi danas živimo.
Queer revolution wants to eliminate sex and gender and that's the reality we live in.
Što je bilo, znamo.
What happened, we know.
Što će biti, vidjet ćemo.
What will happen, we will see.
U temelju svih tih velikih pokušaja stvaranja novog čovjeka leži upravo to strašno nezadovoljstvo s čovjekom takvim kakav je.
In the fundamentals of all these efforts to try to create a new man is the dissatisfaction with the current situation.
I to s pravom.
And everybody is right to be dissatisfied.
Nismo li mi sad pjevali promijeni me?
Did we not sing a bit before change me?
Jeste li zadovoljni kakvi ste kao
čovjek? Are you satisfied how you are as human beings?
Ja nisam još.
I'm not yet there.
Je li dobro društvo u kojem živimo?
Is the society we live in good?
Ja sam neki dan onu moju tekicu zapisao što mi se čini da je u ovom trenutku loše u našoj zemlji, u našem društvu.
A few days ago I wrote in my own scrapbook or notebook what I think is bad in our or wrong in our society.
Jo, kako dugačka lista.
Oh, such a big list it was.
Prestrašio sam se ono što sam napisao.
I was honestly frightened or when I saw it.
Novi čovjek je potreban, ali pjevali smo, neki su u molitvama to izrekli. Ono što vjerujemo je da jedino što može promijeniti čovjeka je Duh Sveti koji promijeni naše srce.
We've sang about it and some prayed about it, but we know that the only only one who can change us and our hearts is Holy Spirit.
Zakon te ne mijenja.
The law will not change you.
Društveni sustavi kakve god nacrtali bez Boga vas neće promijeniti.
Social system as much as good they may seem, but if they're without God, they will not change you.
Zašto je kolabirao sustav u kojem smo mi živjeli? Zato što je bio novi čovjek prisutan.
Why the system we lived in collapsed?
Svako je radio minimalno što treba i svako je ukrao maksimalno što može.
Because everybody was working as less as they could and tried to steal as more as they could.
Pa nismo li u tome živjeli? Šta, treba
have
to
we not nekako? Lived in that system? Do we have
nije
to draw
se promijenilo ljudsko srce?
Human heart has not changed.
O, ideologija je prišla velike stvari, ali život je bio neko je sasvim drugo.
Ideology was very high, but life is something practical and on the ground.
I još jedna stvar koja nas ovaj tekst snažno opominje.
And this text really beseeches us or
a što meni se čini kršćani diljem svijeta jako loše kuže.
And what I think Christians around the world get it wrong.
A to odnos prema Izraelu.
Is the relationship toward Israel.
Kršćanska je crkva u povijesti s jedne strane bila jako anti-židovski nastrojena.
Christian church at one point of its lifetime was very anti-semitically.
Ne samo protestanti nego i katolici.
Thinking not only Protestants but also Catholics.
Oni su ubili Krista.
Jews, they have killed the Christ.
I zato postoji jedan anti-židovski sentiment u crkvi.
And that's why there is this anti-Semitic sentiment in the church.
Bogu hvala, to se mijenja.
Thanks be to God, it's changing.
Ali s druge strane imate kršćane, pogotovo protestantske kršćane.
But on the other hand, you have Protestant Christians, especially.
Koji imaju zapravo ideju o dvije povijesti. Jedna je povijest Židova, a povijest crkve je druga.
Who have idea that it's about two separate histories. One history is about Jews, and one history is about the church.
I sad bi nas razvijanje ove teze odvelo jako daleko u politiku Bliskog istoka, naravno to neću sačiniti.
We don't want to elaborate on that because we'll talk about Middle East and we don't want to go there now.
Ali hoću reći samo ovo. Pavao kaže da se i jedni i drugi spašavamo po Kristovoj žrtvi i Božjoj milosti.
But Paul says that both groups, all of us, are being saved by Christ's sacrifice and God's grace.
Neće se Židovi spasiti samo zato što su Židovi.
Jews will not be saved only because they are Jews.
No, kad prihvate Krista kao spasitelja.
But when they accept Christ as this, as their savior.
Tu ću stati što se toga tiče. I samo da kažem sad još na kraju ovo.
And just shortly.
Rekao sam da je kuća Božja duhovna tvorevina.
I said God's home is a spiritual reality.
Kroz povijest nije nedostajalo pokušaja da se ta Božja kuća fizički ostvari ovdje na zemlji, Božje kraljevstvo na zemlji.
In history, many times people try to locate God's house in physical way on the planet.
I to su činili baš jako religiozni ljudi.
And many religious people try to do that.
Wow, moramo Božje zakone, Božje principe, moramo to zaživjeti ovdje.
Okay, we need to enliven God's law, God's principles.
A Isus je rekao, moje kraljevstvo nije od ovoga svijeta.
My kingdom is not of this world.
Ono po čemu se crkva Kristova razlikuje, prepoznaje u ovome svijetu,
what Christ's church is recognized by in this world,
nisu zgrade,
it is not buildings,
nije politička moć,
it is not political power,
već način na koji služi čovjeku kao putokaz spoznaj Boga.
But how you serve people in order to see God.
Kasnije ćemo, neki od vas nećete, ali oni koji će biti ovdje iz nedjelje u nedjelju, vidjeti instrumente koje je Bog dao crkvi da bi se to moglo dogoditi.
In later Sundays, in coming Sundays, we'll hear how this can happen.
Što je to to?
What is it that God has given us so we can bring that about?
Još jedan put ću ponoviti jer mi se čini da niste baš čuli to dobro.
Let me repeat this because I think you didn't quite get it.
Crkva mora biti putokaz.
The church should be a signpost.
Svijetu da spozna Boga.
To the world in order for them to know God.
Ne da gospodari,
not to rule,
nego da bude putokaz.
But to be a signpost.
Kako?
How?
Tako što živi onaj život koji je Krist živio.
In the way, through living the way as Christ lived.
Dakle, mi smo sada, kaže Pavao, nazidani na temelju apostola proroka, a kamen ugao nije sam Krist Isus.
So Paul says that we are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself.
Pazite, tu se ništa ne mijenja.
Nothing has been changed.
To je vjera koja je jednom zauvijek predana svetima.
This faith was once and forever given to the saints.
Juda apostol to piše, je li tako?
Jude writes it.
Ne možete promijeniti ništa u evanđelju, a da to ostane evanđelje.
You can't change anything in the gospel and then so that it would stay the gospel.
Na tom evanđelju raste crkva.
On this gospel, the church is growing. It's the foundation of the church.
I ona je sveti hram gospodinu.
And it's the holy temple of the Lord.
I u toj hram Boži, ne kao zgrada, kao fizička cigla.
And this God's temple, I don't think about physical building with
ne
bricks.
Kao pojedinci.
But us as individuals.
I o tome će sada biti uskoro puno riječi.
And we will talk a lot more about that.
Ugrađeni smo u taj Boži hram, u tu Božju građevinu.
How
Bog
we
je
are
otac. To je njegovo kućanstvo i mi smo u tom kućanstvu svi dobrodošli.
It's the house of God the Father and we are part of this house, built in this house and we are all welcome in his house.
I zato crkva nije pozvana, nema mandat, ne može i da hoće, ne može ako hoće biti crkva.
So the church is not called or doesn't have a mandate for.
Ne može mijenjati evanđelje zbog toga što postoje nekakvi dnevno politički trendovi.
For changing the gospel because there are some, let's say, popular trends and politic.
Može staviti ključ u bravu, kao što crkve u zapadnoj Europi rade.
You can close a church as many churches in Western Europe do.
I reći, ne znam, mi ćemo biti nešto drugo.
And say,
NGO,
we'll be something else, NGO or something else.
Ako propovijeda evanđelje Kristovo, bit će progonjeno.
If the church proclaims the gospel, it will be persecuted.
Zato što to evanđelje bilo juče, danas i sutra će biti isto.
Because the gospel will stay the same yesterday, today or tomorrow.
I znate šta? Evanđelje dolazi u ljudska srca.
And the gospel comes into human hearts.
Koja se nisu promijenila.
Which did not change.
Isto je ljudsko srce ljudi koji su čitali ovu poslanicu pred 2000 godina.
The heart of the people is same 2000 years ago who have read this epistle.
Isto je ljudsko srce kao i u danima kada je Mojsije dao zakon.
Human heart is the same as in the day of Moses when he gave the law.
Ljudsko je srce isto kao onoga dana kada je Adam i Eva kad su izašli iz Edenskog vrta.
Human heart is the same as the day when Adam and Eve went out of Eden.
Ljudsko srce je danas isto kao i onda.
Human heart is the same today as it was once.
Promijenio se puno toga zbog tehnologije koje nam ima.
Yes, technology changes and time does change.
Ljudsko srce je prevarno bilo, ljudsko srce će ostati tako dok se ne obrati Bogu.
But a human heart is corrupt and it was and it will stay that way until it gives its way to God.
Dva su čovjeka postala jedno.
Two men became one.
Nema više neprijateljstva.
There is no enmity.
A na nama je kao kršćanima, kao vjernicima koji slijedimo Isusa Krista.
And it is up to us Christians, believers who follow Jesus Christ.
Uvijek iznova imati na umu.
To always think.
Da ne treba eliminirati čovjeka, nego neprijateljstvo.
Eliminate people, human, but.
A ja mislim da je to revolucionarna misao, istinski revolucionarna misao u ovom svijetu.
I think that's a revolutionary thought and idea in this world.
I nema većeg revolucionara od Isusa, zato što on kaže kreće od sebe. Mijenjam sebe, sebe dajem za žrtvu i onda se mijenja svijet.
There is no greater revolutionary than Jesus because he said I give myself, I'll sacrifice myself.
Revolucionari kroz cijelu povijest su ubijali druge.
Revolutionaries throughout the history were killing others.
Kako je to sve završavalo, znam.
And you all know how it ended.
Neka nam Bog pomogne da kao crkva Kristova možemo živjeti tog jednog novog čovjeka.
May God help us that we as his church are able to live this one new man.
Koji je ukućanin Boži,
who is God's in God's household.
Koji je prijatelj Boži,
who is God's friend.
Koji je dijete Božje,
who is the child of God.
Koji želi vršiti volju Božju,
who wants to live according by God's will.
Nastavak znate.
And we will continue.
Molit ćemo se na kraju.
Let's pray.
Gospodine Isuse,
Lord Jesus,